Back to the election, and one change we know is coming soon. America's 1.4 million servicemen and women are about to get a new boss when Donald Trump is sworn in as president and commander-in-chief on January 20th. Amy Bouchatz writes for military.com, and Amy, if we're to believe the pre-election polls, a majority of U.S. service members preferred Trump. But the day after the vote, you wrote this to your readers. Some of you are rejoicing, some of you are scared, but we all still need each other. Tell us why you put it that way.
So now that the election is, for all practical purposes, behind us, we're talking about ways that we can really move forward as a community and support our commander-in-chief, even though we may be a part of the community that doesn't believe that this person is the best fit for that role. Sure, there's plenty of military families who think that. So how can we continue to serve and continue to support our troops? And those people are we're married to, right? In the face of maybe having somebody in the White House who we don't think is the best fit. You know, that's really a matter of looking at some actionable steps, such as just the simple things that make up a community, like stepping up for your neighbors and making sure that we're, you know, taking care of each other.
Does the community of military families feel as divided as the rest of the country right now?
From what I'm seeing from our military.com readers, yes, the answer is absolutely yes. You know, the military is a microcosm of the rest of society. And so while choosing our next commander-in-chief is deeply personal, so is voting for our next president for the rest of society for a variety of different reasons.
And when I say military families, obviously I'm talking about U.S. military families on bases all over the world. Are you getting feedback from all over the world?
You know, we hear from our military families overseas. They don't know what's next for them. You know, anytime we switch commander-in-chief, there's a little bit of uncertainty there. What will benefits look like? What will paychecks look like? The commander-in-chief, the president, sets a lot of the policy, all of the policy that has to do with the military, and then Congress approves it or sets policy as well. And so there's always a lot of uncertainty about what that policy will look like. And because this particular election was so divisive, that uncertainty is higher.
Yeah, and it's not just Washington policy regarding military families. It's also about Washington rethinking the U.S. commitment to NATO and traditional allies like Japan.
I think what I'm seeing from our military.com readers is a lot of just admittance that we're going to have to wait and see. Military families can't do anything without the military giving them it's okay, right? Mm. So no one's going to move back stateside because of the uncertainty, right? They have to wait for the military to give them that order. And so it's really a wait and see game. But you know what? So is much of military life. We are always waiting and seeing for the next order or waiting for the next move or the next deployment or the next homecoming. And so this just sort of adds an extra level of stress to that, I think.
So as the Trump administration gets organized, aside from waiting, what will you be looking out for, Amy, on behalf of your readers?
Well, we're certainly looking out to see who becomes the next Secretary of Defense. That's a major sticking point, obviously. The Trump administration's statements or his statements about gay and lesbian service members are inconsistent, I would say. And so our gay and lesbian service members who only recently had the permission to serve openly and to have their families be a part of the military community are really looking at what's going to happen very closely. And many of them are afraid that they're not going to be allowed to serve anymore, that they're going to have to get out. And so I think we'll see a lot more of that sort of uncertainty and questions and, I hate to say it again, but waiting.
Amy Bouchatz is Senior Content Editor for Spouse and Family at military.com. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much for having me.